Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ship Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're going to be talking about how the church manipulates men. My friends, I don't take any joy in saying this. Quite frankly, it really makes me sad that we even have to have this conversation. But unfortunately, when I look at the church today, and not just the church I've been to, I'm saying in a general, broad sense, I see a very unfortunate shift. The shift is mainly towards men being pushed out and women being elevated. Now, this whole idea of equality has bled from the secular realm into the religious realm, which wouldn't be so bad if equality was actually what people wanted, when in fact, just like the Trojans found out during the Trojan War, a gift is often dubious at best, because just like the Trojan horse the Greeks gave to the Trojans they thought was a gift, turns out it was in fact a terrible atrocity from which they never recovered. And our society is no different with how feminism has affected our society. And I'm not just here to persecute feminism. I mean, everybody and their grandpa is doing that today, so that's not something new. But when it comes to the seduction of the spirit itself, when we look at the church leadership, and I'm not just talking about one specific church or even just Christianity at this point either, we look at how the church has not adapted to the modern day. We see how pastors, instead of saying, hey, we have the Jezebel spirit at stage left, and then we have the spirit of mammon, or the greed, the desire for power on stage right, we have to ask ourselves, wait, hold on a second. We look at the marriage laws, and as much as we want to say that, oh no, we're the church, we're religious, state got nothing on us, we are in the world, but we're not of it. Well, then what happens then when you then sign a marriage contract that doesn't favor you? What then happens when, hold on a second, you're faced with a very unfortunate reality? What happens when, oh no, I have to go and to divorce court because my wife wants to get rid of me? What? She's saying my kids, not our kids? Why is this happening? Why is my wife suddenly switching up on me? Maybe she's not divorcing me yet, but maybe she doesn't want to have sex with me anymore. Maybe she's working all the time and all of a sudden she's distant from me. What do I do? What do I do, Austin? Well, I'm sorry, man. You ain't got leverage. Your pastor, he ain't gonna help you in divorce court because he can't. That is a law contract that he has nothing to do with, and he can't help you. Even though he might want to, he can't. So when I go to church, and I'm not just one church, when I go to a church and I hear pastors talk about, whether it's on the internet or whether it's just at in their church, because a lot of churches have live streams, it is not hard to go into a church's live stream. So when I see them talk about how, the church is built off of young couples and off of marriage, and if you're a young guy or you're a young gal and you want to get married, then that's the right thing to do, and having sex outside of marriage is bad and whatnot, I totally understand what they're saying. I do. Here's a problem, though. Here's what they're not telling you, because it all sounds well and good, and technically speaking, they are not lying. Here's what they are lying by omission about, in my opinion. They're not telling you, oh, by the way, marriage is a contract between you, Uncle Sam, and your significant other. They don't tell you that part. They don't tell you that if stuff goes south, there's this thing called no-fault divorce, where your wife could wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm done. You know, I've been kind of fed up with you for the last couple months now, and I'm kind of over you. Or, hey, I went to that girls' night out last week, and I got my cheeks clapped by Tyrone in the bathroom, and I realized that I'm not attracted to you anymore. Of course, she wouldn't say that part, but you find that out, like, I don't know, 2-3 years later, maybe, you find that out. Or maybe Tyrone moves into her apartment or your house after you get kicked out of your house that you paid the mortgage for and you get to live in your car. I'm not making this up. There are real people on the internet and in real life who've gone through this. This is not something new. So my friends, when I talk about this, this is something that has hit real people's lives. And I want you to know that the church has a responsibility to point out these realities, and they're not doing it. And it really makes me sad. I wish I could sit here and tell you that this wasn't the case, but it is. So when we deal with these uncomfortable realities, when we have this hard conversation, you have to realize that, guess what? We're dealing with very sad realities. The question is, does the church just ignore it and think that, oh, if I just don't talk about this, then maybe it will just go away. Maybe it will just not affect me anymore. Maybe I can just move on. Maybe the problem will just fix itself. You know, you might think that that's what they're doing, but here's the part they won't tell you. What they won't tell you is they benefit from marriage. Because guess what? Kids are really, really, really easy to indoctrinate. Kids are really, really easy to get them to keep coming back to church, keep giving money in the offering plate. Oh, yes. And I'm not saying that's bad, inherently, but that's the part they're not telling you. They make it seem like, oh, it has nothing to do with money. Oh, it has nothing to do with you getting to do things for free called volunteering. They want to pretend like it doesn't have anything to do with that, but it does. Because most dudes are good men. Most dudes are like, hey, I want to give back. I want to be a nice person. I want to be a good guy. The problem is that goodness, that desire to do nice things, kind things, be a good guy, is then exploited. It is utilized. It is treated like, oh, sweet. Okay, well, guess what? I'm going to use you here, 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 and everywhere else. And, you know, I'll teach you how to be good, and I'm not going to reward you. I will penalize you if you step out of line, or I'll shame you, or whatever. But being a good man means putting everybody and their grandma before you. You take the raw deal. You just fall on the sword every day for everybody else, and that makes you a good man. You know, marrying a single mother or marrying a woman who's like 25 to 30, who's had more Schmendrix inside her than your parents' age. So what? What? You don't want to do that? You're not one of those toxic mean guys, are you? Oh, no. You don't want to be a toxic mean guy. No. You want to be a good example, you know, like Jesus was, and just take the raw deal. Just go out there and sacrifice for everybody else, have them not appreciate you, not thank you, not do anything for you in return. And if you want to complain about it, well, then you're the problem. That's unfortunately what a lot of men are dealing with right now. And to me, I find it disgusting. You know what I'd love to see? I would love to see a church pastor, elder, deacon, anybody come out here and say, hey, you know what? We see that the world is changing. We see that a lot of men are taking raw deals. We see that a lot of women are really not marriage material, but they'll try to backdoor you, shame you, or anything into a relationship. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to hold a legal seminar so that a lawyer of our congregation or will hire one. And what they'll do is they'll come in here and they'll tell you all about the marriage process, prenups, and we'll talk about the divorce law process. We'll talk about how this is what could happen to you. This is what marriage actually looks like behind the scenes, outside of the rose-colored glasses that you have because you're horny. And we're going to really tell you and break this down into a science, because we want to make sure that you have the best foot forward and you could actually live this out. And we're not going to use vague Sphinxian language like just read the Bible and everything will figure itself out. We're not going to just make it seem like we're super wise when we're really just kind of giving you a blank check. And, you know, I don't like this garbage. You know, you might have picked up on that. And I'm not knocking reading the Bible. It's fantastic. What I'm knocking is people using vague language, using Christianese vocabulary, and people don't know how to actually live their daily lives. People don't know how to actually deal with hard problems. You want to, like, speak in riddles, like the Riddler from Batman, and you want to make it seem like that and then look at other people like they're crazy when they don't get it. I think it's disgusting. I don't think it's good. It doesn't lead to healthy communities. It doesn't lead to good multi-generational churches. Because guess what? We don't live in the 1950s anymore. We don't live in society that you might think we wish we lived in. But guess what? We don't. All you have to do is go on the internet and see it for yourself. And I know people who say, oh, Austin, you know, that's just the internet. That's not real life. Last time I checked, real life people have internet connection. So just because they don't act that way in front of you when you see them at the grocery store or at the movie theaters or at the gym or whatever, doesn't mean that they're any different. It just means that they're not going to show you how crazy they are or who they actually are because it's not socially appropriate. And I think that our spirits are being seduced by these disgusting individuals who are not discussing with you the harsh realities because it hurts their pocketbooks. It hurts them. And so we need to really have a harsh discussion about it. That's what I think. And I'm not saying this because I'm hurt. I'm saying this because I want to stop people from doing this. It's with a heavy heart that I even have to talk about this. I wish I didn't have to. But guess what? They are leading you right down the primrose path, right to the altar, be sacrificed. And I'm sick of it. I think it's about time that we had people win again. And I want you to win. My friends, I think I'll leave it there. We'll save this for another time. I think you get the point. And I think I've given you enough to chew on for today. My friends, if you have anything you want to ask, add, inquire, whatever, hit me up on X or a Twitter at Sheep Get Sheared. I'm over there. DMs are open. You can leave a comment. My friends, take care of yourselves. Question everything. I'm out of here. Peace.